Stamboul Train by Graham Greene. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Ostend. Chapter 1. The purser took the last landing card in his hand and watched the passengers cross the grey wet quay over a wilderness of rails and points, round the corners of abandoned trucks. They went with coat collars turned up and hunched shoulders. On the tables in the long coaches, lamps were lit and glowed through the rain like a chain of blue beads. A giant crane swept and descended, and the clatter of the winch drowned for a moment the pervading sounds of water, water falling from the overcast sky, water washing against the sides of Channel steamer and quay. It was 4:30 in the afternoon.
"A spring day, my God," said the purser aloud, trying to dismiss the impressions of the last few hours, the drenched deck, the smell of steam and oil and stale bass from the bar, the shuffle of black silk, as the stewardess moved here and there carrying tin basins. He glanced up the steel shafts of the crane to the platform and the small figure in blue dungarees turning a great wheel, and felt an unaccustomed envy. The driver up there was parted by 30 feet of mist and rain from purser, passengers, the long-lit express. "I can't get away from their damned faces," the purser thought, recalling the young...